Houston, I'm looking back at all the burns and results of the VC counter. It looks as though the thing's working pretty well from what we can determine. We've looked back at mid-course 2, LOI 1, LOI 2, and the lunar orbit plane change, both of them, and TEI. And it looks as though it's the predicted and the crew readout are doing pretty well. They're pretty close agreement.
Okay, that's it. What you say is generally true. Yeah, and the reason I say that is because those burns, the thing is being held up until about 20 seconds or so before burn time. I measured the temper bias exactly one time, and it came out to be 1.4 feet per second in 1 minute, which is within tolerance. And there's no question about that. And the only other indication I've got is that on the ability test, you put 56.8 in, you run up to 10 seconds on the ability test, it always comes up with minus 16.1, which seems to be a little higher than we'd expect to see, although it's still within, perfectly within tolerance. I see nothing wrong with it. During the RCS burn, the burn took a little bit of time to do and to trim out, and during that time, the temper bias, or the bias, the accelerometer bias, the EMS, was actually almost as high as my ability to trim. So that's why you got such an erroneous reading on that. And that had a little something to do with the separation from the booster and the PLI also. But I'll talk about that later.
Yeah, those things still appear within tolerance, however, Dick.